It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Yesterday, Congress voted to advance deep cuts to public media funding around the country with three-vote margins in both chambers.
Among other spending, the rescission package blocks more than $1 billion of funds that had been approved for public media, stripping away 2 years of federal support from NPR, PBS, and more than 1,500 local stations.
What would this loss of funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB, mean for local stations here in Wisconsin? We're hearing from two radio stations that serve northern and rural parts of the state. Jesse Dick is the CEO and general manager of WXPR, a public radio station based in Rhinelander that serves northern Wisconsin and Michigan, also airs in Wausau. Jesse, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Carl Habeck is station manager of WOJB, Woodland Community Radio. That's based out of the Lac-Couturier Reservation near Hayward. Carl, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Carl, let's start with WOJB. As we mentioned, you broadcast from the Lac-Couturier Reservation. How much does your station rely on this kind of funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
Well, it actually comprises roughly about 40% of our operating budget. So it's going to be pretty detrimental for us, and it's going to be difficult to make up those funds. We don't have the population density that we can, like other city stations, will probably be able to survive this more than I think that the more rural you get, the tougher this is going to be on a radio station.
And Jesse, tell us about WXPR and what CPB funding means for you.
Sure. For our upcoming budget, we had budgeted 25%. So it's usually about a quarter of WXPR's budget that comes from the federal support.
And then, Jesse, what would a cut like that mean for the services you're providing? What kind of choices are you going to have to make in the coming months?
Sure. As we're in a rural area, and as many people know, the coverage of local news has really disappeared. We don't have a local newspaper in this region anymore. So several years ago, WXPR decided to try to fill that gap, and we added journalists to our staff to fill the need. And in this past year, knowing that this was a possibility, we've had to cut that. And we're down to one reporter at this time. So really the largest impact is right in our local news coverage, which is needed in this region now more than ever before.
And Carl, what does that substantial part of your budget mean? What kind of things could your community lose as a result?
Well, we're gonna lose a substantial amount of NPR programming, NPR Morning Edition, a lot of that rural service grant money is restricted to be used for the purchase of CPB programming. So that's one thing that, possibly could save us some money. Another thing we're going to lose is, we do a lot of community events, concerts, have a presence in different other community events. We're having a big thing at the fairgrounds this August 23rd. We're having six bands and the local library, museum. Everything's having booths, food stands, vendors. It's a family-friendly event, and that's something we don't make a cent on. We'll probably lose money on it, and something like that we won't be able to afford to do in the future. I mean, it's going to cost the community as much as it costs us.
Carl, can you talk more about what you see as the role of WOJB in the community it serves?
Well, WOJB, like I said, we're in a very rural part of the state. I mean, we're, 3 hours to Minneapolis, 2 hours to Duluth, a couple hours to Wausau. I mean, those are the largest communities around us. So, and infrastructure up here is totally different. There's, not only can you not get internet, but a lot of people up here can't afford internet. So this is, they have no other choice, but radio is their sole provider for news, weather, information, school closings. It's really a travesty what this is going to do to our community.
And Jesse, you mentioned a news desert in some ways with the closure of the lack of local papers there. Can you talk a little more about the role of WXPR in the communities you're serving?
Sure. I mean, we have grown to be, we've always been respected for our news coverage, but people turn to WXPR to know what is going on in our community. And the coverage that is done is in-depth and well done. And so it's something that the community depends on all over the Northwoods, the UP, and then central Wisconsin as well. You know, it's telling the stories of the people that live here, the stories that can only be told when you also live here. So those stories just connect people across this region that there isn't a huge population, and we have a lot of trees and a lot of people that live in the woods. And to have that connection through the stories and through the music that happens on WXPR, it is a real connector for the people that live in this region.
And Jesse, Carl mentioned being in a rural area, you don't necessarily have that population base where you think, well, maybe we can make up some of that with local fundraising. Do you see other revenue streams, other possibilities to make up the money lost here?
No, I mean, as Carl mentioned, there's not a lot of foundations. There's not a lot of businesses. We've been supported for over 40 years by our community. We're actually in the first day of our membership drive. So we're turning to them and saying, you know, we need you now more than ever. And we know many will step up. But it's not just a shift of, okay, we'll do more. We'll advertise now. You know, we're still a nonprofit. We cannot legally turn to advertising. So there are some restrictions. But like I said, we've been supported by this community for over 40 years. And we'd like to think that people know how much that the station means to them and the difference that it does make, and that they do join us and step up.
We're talking about cuts to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB, included in the rescission package proposed by the Trump administration, approved yesterday by Congress. What this could mean for public and community radio stations in rural Wisconsin. Jesse Dick is with us from WXPR in Rhinelander. Carl Habeck from WOJB near Hayward. Carl, there's one maybe bright spot. I don't know if you have any information on this. There was a side deal saying we're going to take some existing funding to go toward stations that serve tribal communities in a list of states, including Wisconsin. Details are sketchy as far as I'm seeing. Do you know anything about that and whether some of that could come in the direction of WOJB?
Well, I received a letter this morning from Loris Taylor, who is the president and CEO of Native Public Media, and she mentioned something about that in her letter that, they're going to try to get funds out of the Green New Deal that would be reallocated to continue grants for tribal stations without interruption, it says here. And, you know, there's nothing in writing. This is just hearsay. It's, you know, politicians talking. It was something that was stated by the House Speaker. It's, you know, take it with a grain of salt. You believe it? I don't know. It'd be great if it happened. But for right now, it's an unknown. And the thing is that, you know, our fiscal year goes through until September 31st. So, you know, by then we're basically out of funds. I mean, that's how we've always operated in the past is, I mean, we have to watch our budget closely, and you're almost encouraged, you know, to spend all the money that you receive, which will help to kick up your rural service grant. You know, it's something I hope, you know, this and this happens. It's hard to say if it's going to happen. You know, we're preparing for the worst, and then we're almost, you know, looking at it as an opportunity that, you know, a challenge. It's going to be, you know, we're not going anywhere regardless. I mean, we're not going to go dark. We'll be on the air no matter what happens. And I'm going to do everything I can to retain all of my staff and keep us afloat. You know, we're fortunate that we are a Native station in that respect, that, there's possible some consideration that would go us that other stations can't benefit from. I spoke to WORT yesterday. I was on the air with them.
In Madison.
And I said, you know, it's a good thing, but it's not necessarily the right thing. This should not just be, you know, something that's, divided by your race or you know, your specific demographic. I think if you're a public radio station, that everybody should be, you know, allocated. You know, they have their formula for how much each station receives. They can still use a similar formula, and everybody should get the money they need to stay on the air.
Jesse, we just heard Carl say it will be tough, but they're not going to go dark there. They're not going to shut down. What are you looking at for the long-term and maybe even medium-term prospects for WXPR?
Yeah, I think most of us that work in community and public radio, I would say all of us, do it for the mission. And so nobody wants to think about going dark. You know, we've faced challenges before, every year facing fundraising. You know, it's a interesting business model to stay on the air. So nobody wants to think of that. But there are stations all across the country that are going to go dark. And there's been studies done that there is no replacement for that federal funding. And so there's so much unknown right now, but the main thing is the loss of this federal funding means that public media across the country will never look the same. And that's especially in rural areas like ours.
And Carl, before we let you go, what are you watching for next? And now that this deal has been passed by Congress?
Well, I'm just hoping that, you know, there's a lot of questions that remain to be answered. I mean, you know, will the community service grants be reduced, delayed, canceled entirely? And when that's going to happen, will support for public radio, they also have a satellite system, will that be disrupted? Will they provide some funds for stations to adjust? Will there be some kind of adjustment period? I mean, there's only so many things we can do. I mean, in the meantime, I mean, we can, you know, I think it'd be helpful if each station documented how this is affecting them immediately and from day-to-day operations as it carries on.
Thanks to both of our guests, Carl Habeck, station manager of WOJB, and based at the Lakota Ray Reservation near Hayward, and Jesse Dick, CEO and general manager of WXPR, public radio station based in Rhinelander. For Disclosure, WPR receives funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.